Good morning. This is Fritz Pfister with RE/MAX Professionals. Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate, program number 1033. After our weekly observations, we'll open up the phone lines for you this morning on this Saturday before Thanksgiving. And the phone number to call with your questions, 217-629-7970. If I could please remind you that the opinions I express on this program are solely mine. They're not necessarily those of sponsors, RE/MAX Professionals of Springfield, RE/MAX International, or the Capital Area Realtors. I'm a licensed real estate broker. I don't own RE/MAX. I'm not an attorney at law, a tax expert, or a financial planner. The opinions I share with you are those of a real estate broker serving families just like yours as a full-time realtor since 1987. Thanks to our sponsors for this half hour of the program, Mark's Fireplace and Lighting, the store that will brighten up your lifestyle. Central Illinois Security at Work or Play, you'll be secure in their service. Writings Plumbing. When you have a plumbing problem, it's Writings to the rescue. And, of course, our friends at Illini Bank, an Illinois residential mortgage licensee, you have dreams. They can take you there. I want to say good morning to my sister Mindy out in Cumberland, Maryland, my son Sam out in Washington, D.C., getting ready to lift off and head back home for the Thanksgiving holiday. Safe travel, son. And to my son Josh and his wife Ashley, my grandchildren Kenzie and Weston in North Carolina, preparing to depart tomorrow, or excuse me, Tuesday, to head out this way to spend Thanksgiving with family. What a wonderful time of year. Your weekly observations this week being brought to you by Mark's Fireplace and Lighting, the store of distinction on the South 6th Street Frontage Road. If you've not been in Mark's Fireplace and Lighting, stop on by. Just go down to St. Joseph at the Route 66 Hotel and Conference Center and go down the West Side Frontage Road to Mark's Fireplace and Lighting. You will be amazed at the variety of product that they have. Beautiful fireplaces for this winter. They have all types of outdoor grilling equipment. They have your spices that you need for cooking, all the utensils. They have the biggest, whitest variety of lighting fixtures ever. And they are just like walking into a front gate catalog store, except without the high prices and the finest store of its kind between St. Louis and Chicago. Mark's Fireplace and Lighting, the store of distinction. Here's your weekly observation for November 21st. 2015, the Springfield housing market, that's a wrap for the year. With the new disclosure laws required by the bureaucrats at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau created under the disastrous Dodd-Frank law, new rules have extended the time it takes to close a home for sale. 45 days will replace the 30-day close as the norm. With 40 days remaining in the year, should your home go under contract today, you have little chance of closing it before the end of the year, unless, of course, it's a cash closing. Even if it is a bank loan without government backing, the rules still apply. The Dodd-Frank law was created with really good intentions following the financial meltdown in 2008. The purpose was to prevent a similar collapse by removing too big to fail and protecting you, the consumer, from predatory lenders. Well, little to none of that has been accomplished. As with all well-intended legislation, there are unintended consequences. The big six banks remain too big to fail, and their losses are still guaranteed by you, the taxpayer. In the attempt to protect you, the consumer, from all those evil people in the home lending business from taking advantage of you, because you know, you're incapable of making adult decisions. The most restrictive, interventionist rules ever were passed impacting the banking business. Now, what has the result been? Well, the big six banks got bigger, while 3,500 community banks went out of business. The penalty for making a bad loan, placing the bank on the hook for a loan gone bad, causing otherwise creditworthy families to be denied loans in favor of only those with stellar credit, presenting little or no risk. The one-size-fits-all federal government mentality has harmed tens of thousands of consumers they were meant to protect. There is a difference in markets across this nation between consumers, their geography, their economies, their relationship with their local banker. But Uncle Sam, through Dodd-Frank, said, oh, no longer. The consumer must fit in the box, or you, Mr. Banker, are on the hook if you make a loan. Sounds good in theory, as many things do. However, when theory is introduced into reality, disasters may follow. And Dodd-Frank is a disaster and hopefully can be repealed. This will allow bankers and their customers to make their own decisions, give them flexibility so that the consumer can go out and make purchases, so that small business owners can grow their businesses, so that entrepreneurs can start up new businesses. This nation is desperate for good living wage full-time jobs to spark a recovery for working people and middle-class families who have been shut out of this purported recovery that has only benefited Wall Street, big banks, and the 1%. As I shared with you in 2008, 7 years ago, standing right behind this very microphone, if the incoming administration implements what they say they will, nationalized health care, radical environmental laws, and massive tax increases, recovery would be nearly impossible. 7 years later, and working families and the millions out of work still wait. The 45-day new normal closing time isn't even guaranteed. Many of you will be delayed beyond those 45 days due to these new stringent rules, which appear to me to be doing the same thing as the old rules, with one exception, to delay closings. Nothing good was added to the process that protects the consumer. Nothing. They're all the same disclosures. They've just been shuffled around and given time deadlines. Now, if we want a vibrant, growing economy in addition to repealing Dodd-Frank, Obamacare either needs to be repealed or, at minimum, the 30-hour work week defined as full-time, the 50 employee and over for employers to either pay a fine or supply health insurance, and the individual mandate, they must be repealed. They have to be rolled back. These are textbook examples of government preventing growth, preventing jobs, preventing opportunity, preventing recovery, at least for everyone living below the 1%. You see, the 1% are the ones who have seen their wealth increase at the fastest pace in history the preceding 7 years. And I don't have any problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is wages and the net worth have fallen for middle-class families while their costs have increased. Why? Well, these new laws, rules, regulations, and the Federal Reserve policies were all written to favor the wealthy and did nothing but add costs to working families. Then those who wrote and implemented these rules are now complaining about income inequality that they created. You can't make this stuff up. In the meantime, we will plod along toward a recovery under the yoke of these overreaching government interventions into our lives and businesses, nearly 77 full months after the end of the recession. As distinguished Professor Emeritus Richard Judd of UIS Economics has stated on this program numerous times, regulations are good. Overregulation is killer. It sure killed recovery for Main Street while Wall Street does a happy dance. So thanks to the new rules, that's a wrap for 2015 for you home sellers. All that remains to do is count how many of the 429 listings currently under contract close before the year's end. And hopefully we eclipse that 3,800 home sales. You other home sellers who go under contract between now and the end of the year, you'll close in 2016, most likely. Make it a great week. Have a very happy Thanksgiving and safe travels to all of you. And may God bless you over this Thanksgiving season. And we do have a lot to be thankful for here right in Springfield, because we are blessed beyond a lot of other local real estate markets throughout Central Illinois. Peoria is going to be having its troubles with Caterpillar and their layoffs. Decatur's having its trouble with some layoffs. You know, we are very blessed here. We have had some job growth this year. But I still want to remind you, 77, nearly at the end of this month, it'll be 77 full months since the end of the recession. And we're still going to run. Even if we get to 3,800 home sales, we'll still be 250 to 300 home sales below the average year of 2003 through 2007. So we're plodding our way along. Nice, steady growth. Should have happened a long time ago. And I'm concerned about all those families out there that have had their costs go up. Their disposable income has been attacked with higher health insurance premiums, higher energy costs. Fortunately, gas is down. Thank goodness for that. But that still hasn't caused a rebound in consumer spending, as the professor discussed last week, because they had to live off of debt in order to survive through these past years. And so they're paying off debt and trying to save ahead a little bit. And so this is a season for giving and for caring and a time to give back. And so if you have an opportunity to help a fellow neighbor during this time that's having a tough time and is proud and refuses to ask for help, surprise them with a little help, would you please? Well, how about a new listing being brought to you by our friends at Central Illinois Security? Scott Parker, one of the nicest guys you will ever, ever meet. Give Scott a call at Central Illinois Security, 787-4970, and have him come out and give you a bid for a security system for your home or your business. During the holiday season, you need to be aware, folks that are looking to break into your home are watching for when you are in and out, when you're on vacation, when you're gone shopping. Don't take that risk. Call Scott Parker, Central Illinois Security, 787-4970, and he will give you a no-cost bid for a security system. Good morning. You're on Let's Talk Real Estate with Fritz Pfister of RE/MAX Professionals.
Good morning. This is Kim Taylor from Illini Bank.
Kim, how the dickens are you?
Fine this nice, cold, rainy morning.
Yeah, well, it's a great day to stay inside and get the latest information about the local housing market and tips and advice and get your questions answered and to learn about interest rates from our friends at Illini Bank. Kim, what are the rates doing?
The 30-year fix stayed stable at 4%. 20-year went to 3.75. We've got a 15-year at 3.125, which was down just a tick from Thursday. And the 10-year is at 3% still.
Yeah, you don't have to get a 30-year loan. But I recommend that you do because there's no prepayment penalty, is there, Kim, in the state?
No, there isn't. You can pay anything you want and pay it off early. You can come into a windfall and pay it off. I used to say the lottery, but I can't say that no more.
Yeah,
but
well, if you buy your ticket in Indiana, maybe.
Yeah,
how about that, Kim? Well, Kim Taylor with Illini Bank. How about those FHA, VA, government loans, rural housing? Are they still running around that 4% mark as well?
Yes, they are. They're still stable and holding out there. And we've had a really busy week this week, right? You know, usually it's starting to slow down this time of year, but I had a very busy week.
Well, if you stay tuned, you will learn the latest in the market activity after the news at the bottom of the hour as I get into the actual market activity. And you're correct. And actually, it seems like it's busier, but it's almost identical to what it was last year at this time. The problem was is we had a little bit of a slowdown in October. Unexpectedly, we had a couple of weeks, the week ending October 2nd and October 10th, were unusually slow. The number of homes going under contract, 550 agents in 4.5 counties, and they could only muster 60 homes going under contract each week. And last year, we didn't fall below 60 until this coming week. This week we're talking about Thanksgiving week, you know, so that was out of the blue. And that kind of slowed us down and caused me a little bit of concern. But we bounced right back and now we're right on even keel once again with last year, which is good news because you and I know you do and I know I do like to remain busy.
Yes, and I like to stay busy in the winter. I hate these long, slow winter months. So it's nothing else to do, but we need to work and sell houses and finance loans.
Well, and we're both available to do that. The team to call. You call Kim Taylor at Illini Bank, 725-1400, and Kim will get you a pre-approval letter And then you call me, Fritz Pfister with RE/MAX Professionals of Springfield, and either my wife, Christy, or I will take you out and find the perfect home for you in this marketplace while interest rates are still down. Kim, you have a very happy Thanksgiving, and share that sentiment with everybody over at Illini Bank for me, please.
And I wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you, Kim. Make it a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. 725-1400. 725-1400. You call Kim Taylor with Illini Bank this weekend and get your pre-approval. Okay. This is my 20th season. We'll celebrate the 20th anniversary the first Saturday in January and begin our 21st year. That's a lot of Saturdays. But I have this is my 29th year of, this is my 29th fall going into winter as a full-time realtor. But what have I shared with you over these last 20 years now? There's no better time to be a buyer of homes and real estate in Springfield, Illinois, than when the turkey's browning in the oven and the snow's coming in sideways. That's when you're going to get your best deals, because you have the least amount of competition from other home buyers this time of year. Now, as I said, the activity has picked back up to where it was last year at this time. But I can just share with you real quick. Last year, we hit Thanksgiving last year, and 48 homes went under sale Thanksgiving week. That's not very many when there's nearly 1,400 homes for sale, and there will be new listings added. Followed by December, 50, 53, 53, and then Christmas week, 29. So right now, only one out of every 14 home sellers that's currently on the market, if we maintain the same sales pace, will go under contract, not counting those who enter the market. However, I do want to emphasize that because of the shortage of inventory, there are people who have seen everything that's on the market, and your odds of getting a home sold, if it's in the proper condition and priced correctly and marketed properly, your odds of getting sold over this winter are the best I have seen in those 29 winters. How about that? Well, our new listing of the week, Scott Parker, 3000 Thayer. This is a bungalow in Jerome, situated conveniently near all the west side shopping and the interstate and, just a couple minutes to downtown. 3000 Thayer at the corner of Thayer and Urban. Two-bedroom, one-bathroom. Nice living room, completely updated, updated kitchen, updated bathroom, updated windows. The home was professionally inspected and all the recommended repairs were completed. It has a full basement with a lovely finished family room down there. And it has a detached 1.5-car garage on a large corner lot with a privacy fence, 84.9. 84.9. Call your realtor today. We just put it in the MLS. It's ready to go. It's cute as a button, and you'll enjoy living there. Let me share this with you. At 84.9, you put those interest rates and the payment that will come from those interest rates at Kim Taylor and Illini Bank, and you will be able to own that home. Taxes, insurance, payment, principal and interest, everything, guarantee you less than rent in Jerome anywhere. So there's your new listing of the week, brought to you by our friends at Central Illinois Security. Now, best home buy of the week, we're probably going to have to wait because we're only about 45 seconds away from the news here at the bottom of the hour. But I do want to share with you that the best home buy is brought to you by Ridings Plumbing. It's Ridings to the rescue. John Ridings, I tried calling him, but he was out working again. These guys are always busy helping folks just like you. They are the only plumbers that have ever been in the Pfister home. And I want to remind you once again, now is the time to think about buying that lot and building your home. And when you sit down with your general contractor to build that home, you say, we want Ridings Plumbing to install the plumbing in our new home. That way you can be sure that it's done properly and at a fair price. Writings Plumbing. It's Writings to the Rescue. When we return from the news at the bottom of the hour, we'll have the market activity report, and then the subdivision of the week is my subdivision, Fox Creek out in Chatham. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Let's Talk Real Estate. My name is Fritz Pfister. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're having a wonderful day. You're inside warm, toasty, and dry. And once again, want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving week. Well, before we broke for the news, I shared with you that Writings Plumbing is bringing you the best home buy of the week. Now, this best home buy is out here in Riverton, 1013 East Washington Street. This home has nearly 5,000 square feet of finished space. It's a brick ranch, and it was done properly. It was custom built. Has an oversized three-car garage. Of course, the garage is finished, too. It's as nice as any interior of any house. Beautiful kitchen with breakfast bar and a built-in breakfast nook with a beautiful dining room with windows surrounding it on three sides, overlooking your one-and-a-half-acre lot with beautiful trees, just like sitting in the middle of a park. This is an all-brick home, has four bedrooms, three full bathrooms, has a home theater downstairs, has a bar room, man cave, you name it. It's just a giant room, and it's absolutely wonderful. I would die for one like that. And this home at 1013 East Washington is being offered for only $349,000. Brian Leica, one of the area's premier builders, said he couldn't build that home today for less than $360,000 and make a profit, not counting the $55,000 lot that it's sitting on. So it's a best home buy for sure. Now, I do want to share with you that that is in the new Washington Place subdivision. There are 13 lots that are available, and they range in price from $35,000 to $65,000. 1.6 acres to the smallest lot, a quarter of an acre, actually over a quarter of an acre. And the prices, as I say, start at $35,000. And between now and the end of the year, the developer is offering a $3,500 bonus to anybody who enters into a contract and closes by the end of January. Now is the time to plan your new home in Washington Place. Beautiful antique street lighting, beautiful one-street cul-de-sac subdivision. You're not going to have a bazillion cars going by near the schools, darn near walking distance. Well, pretty much are. So here's your opportunity. It's a Christmas gift to you. It's a Thanksgiving blessing. Where else can you? I was just looking at other lots, 72-foot lots, starting at $46,000. I'm going, oh, my gosh. The cost of land, the cost of the improvements to develop have gone up. These are the last best buys for a place to build your home in Riverton. What a wonderful little community. And, of course, available at all those lots, the village is providing city water, city sewer, electric, and natural gas. Washington Place. Don't miss out. Give me a call. My name is Fritz Pfister with RE/MAX Professional 652 Sold, or talk to your realtor. Be happy to cooperate with them. And that's your best home buy of the week that was brought to you by Writings Plumbing. Now, we need to thank our sponsors, if I can find my right sheet again, the correct sheet, I should say. And I have it. Sponsors this half hour of the program, Hillier Storage and Moving, Springfield's oldest and best Allied Van Lines agent, moving the things you love. Slabjackers Construction. If your concrete gets that sinking feeling, get all jacked up with Slabjackers. Bacon Termite and Pest Control. They don't bug you, just the critters in your home. And JRE Construction Landscaping and Foundation Repair. They can keep water out of your foundation without putting you underwater. And what we mean is they're the most fairly priced company that can come out and correct your water problem. I recommend that you call Pat Patterson today at 691-8555. We have the forecast as El Nino. We're actually supposed to have a warmer but wetter than normal winter. And then if we have a wetter than normal winter and it's followed by spring rains, what do you have? You have a bunch of water. It has to go somewhere. And you do not want it in your foundation, whether it's a crawl space or a basement. Give Pat Patterson a call, JRE Construction Landscaping and Foundation Repair, 691-8555. Well, here's your market activity report. The real big news on the market activity continues to be the low inventory of homes for sale. It just simply is. 1,377 homes are currently listed for sale in the Capital Area Realtors. I've never gone below 1,400 in all the years on this program. Unbelievable. Granted, this isn't the time of year where you're going to have record-setting numbers of buyers in the marketplace, but there are buyers in the marketplace because everybody keeps saying, what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Professor Judd says, Fed's not going to raise interest rates. Now, I say they are. One of us is going to be right, and I hope I am wrong. But if interest rates start to go up, you will have missed the opportunity of a lifetime, because once they start going back up again and the Federal Reserve decides to get out of their monetary manipulation and decides to allow the market to establish the cost of money, we would return, if you recall, the 20-year average before the recession for a 30-year mortgage was 8%. They're half that today, 4%. We heard that from our friends at Illini Bank, Kim Taylor. Give her a call, 725-1400. So the bottom line is, you have a decision to make. The holidays are coming up. Who wants people tromping through their house during Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's? Not many people. Except if you have a legitimate need to sell your home, now just might be a good time to sneak it on the market while we have buyers who are still in the market wanting to lock in those interest rates. They've seen everything, and they want to buy a home now. Well, you're not going to have to move until after the holidays. I just shared with you at the beginning of the program the new Dodd-Frank laws and rules are in effect now. And guess what? The 45-day closing is going to be the norm. So you wouldn't have to move until after New Year's anyway. So give me a call. I need listings. You need sold. We can work together on a win-win situation. I promise you that. My name is Fritz Fischer. I've been with RE/MAX Professionals since 1989, and I've started in this business in 1987. And I don't think you can count on one hand anybody else who has assisted more home sellers and buyers in the sale or purchase of real estate. It'd be an honor for my wife, Christy, and I to serve you. My phone number is 652-SOLD. However, if you already have a relationship with a RE/MAX professional agent, they're my friend. I'm not competing with them. You call them at RE/MAX Professionals, 787-7215. And that's your market activity report brought to you by Hillier Storage and Moving, moving the things you love. Now, how would you like to be moving yourself on a day like today? That would just really stink now, wouldn't it? Slipping and sliding, getting all your personal property wet and dinging doors up and risking one of your friends falling down. And it's just not worth it. And it's more affordable than you think. Give our friends at Hillier Storage and Moving, ask for Tom Swift, 525-8550 for your next local move. He's moved me my last three times. We were extremely pleased, and you will be too. Thank you, Hillier Storage and Moving, for bringing a market activity report. Now, subdivision of the week, as I mentioned, is the Fox Creek subdivision. That's on the north side, the northwest side of Chatham, to the west of Route 4. You can see all those homes from the highway, and you can it's just been amazing. I've been there since 2003, closed on my home there in May of 2003, and I've just watched it grow. And what a great group of families out there. But I'm going to give you a little bit more than you usually receive on a subdivision of the week, because there's a lot of new construction ongoing out in Fox Creek. And I have some interesting information to share with you at the end of this subdivision of the week report. But Fox Creek, currently there are 7 single-family homes listed for sale, and the median list price is $242,900. They've been on the market an average of 103 days. There are no attached homes available. There's one single-family home sold pending. It was $242,900. Yeah, guess what? Same as the median sale price. And there are 2 attached homes that are sold pending. One was $119,000, one was $115,000. Pretty affordable. Those were only on the market 46 days. Now, in the preceding 12 months, there's only been 8 homes that did not sell and the listings expired or withdrew. And they were on the market an average of 151 days. But here's the point. There have been 37 sold and closed in Fox Creek in 2015 through the MLS. 31 single-family homes. The high was 286. The median sale price of a home in Fox Creek Estates, $222,950. Averaged 54 days on the market. Six attached homes have sold and closed as well. The median sale price, $114,000. Very affordable. Guess how many days on the market for an attached home in Fox Creek in 2015? 10. That's right, 10. 10 days to contract. Now, out of those, seven were new construction. And the median sale price of a new construction in Fox Creek, $272,300. They averaged 112 days on the market. It's a little bit higher price, although they're going to be on the market a little bit later. But there is another subdivision right next door to us, directly to the east of Ptarmigan Drive, is Prairie Vista Drive. And it's a little one-street subdivision, which I'm very proud to have assisted the Fox Creek Neighborhood Association in. When the developers came in to develop the Prairie Vista apartment complex, they came forward with a proposal where there would be a row of townhomes that would back up to the existing homes on Ptarmigan Drive. And then they wanted to put commercial on the south end of the area. And the developers were absolutely fantastic to work with. Chris and Grant Holloway, I can't say thank you enough for what you've been doing out in Chatham and what you have done and how well you manage your properties. But they proposed 28, I think they're 8-unit buildings. And oh my gosh, they were down there with pitchforks and torches because nobody wanted that development to go in. And what the Holloways were asking was to annex into the village of Chatham, which was directly contiguous to the village. And I asked a simple question. I said, did you talk to the city of Springfield? I said, yeah, they're going to take us. If Chatham turns us down, they're going to take us. And I mentioned to all the fine folks at Fox Creek at the time, I said, look, do you want to deal with your village trustees right here in Chatham, or do you want to count on 10 aldermen 10 miles away who don't even know where you live and don't care because you're in Chatham? And the Holloways were very gracious. I said, would it be possible to put single-family homes down that stretch instead of townhomes? And they got the ground zoned R1A, smaller lots, but now all those families down Ptarmigan Drive with the back of their homes facing to the east have some beautiful new homes backing up to them, and it's taken off like a rocket for them. There have been 9 homes sold and closed on Prairie Vista Drive with a median selling price of $224,785, built in between the apartments and those homes, protecting their values. Those homes were only on the market 68 days, and there's 4 currently under contract. And they're getting a little bit bigger homes sitting there now and some beautiful homes, $247,950. So that worked out really well for everybody. It was a win-win-win all the way around. But now what I said I'm going to give you a little bit extra on today's subdivision of the week, the city of Springfield, residential new construction. There's currently 29 new constructions available for sale with a Springfield address, 18 single family and 11 attached. Now, people say, well, people are moving out to Chatham because of schools. Well, that's not necessarily so. There's also a price issue, and here's why. Those homes that are new and available out in Chatham, $272,300, in Springfield, $339,900. So you can go get a new home for $60,000 less. You're probably going to do it, aren't you? That's the point I wanted to make. Now, sold and closed in the MLS, Springfield address, new construction, 37. 24 single families. The median sale price of new construction in Springfield this year, $309,450. And of the 13 attached homes, remember I said there were $114,000 out in Fox Creek? $215,000 in the city of Springfield. So it's not only just schools, but it's a price issue. It's what people can afford. And that's the point of extending this unusually long subdivision of the week. Phone lines are open at 217-629-7970, should you have a question about the Springfield market. Right now in Chatham, there are 36 new constructions that have been sold throughout the village of Chatham this year. And there were 37 in Springfield. Chatham's 12,000. Springfield's nearly 120,000, if that tells you anything about your current real estate market. This is the only place where you get real-time data about what's going on in your marketplace. All right, the unfinished business segment being brought to you by our subdivision of the week was brought to you by Slabjackers Construction. You give Chuck a call at 787-8252. Almost forgot about my buddy Chuck. What a great guy. I don't know how many times he's helped my clients. He actually can help you get your home sold. Because if you have unsightly concrete that's sinking in your driveway, your sidewalk slanted, your stoop sunken and pointing back towards the house, your patio, same thing, for a fraction of the cost of replacing it, Chuck can come out. It's not going to look brand new, but it's going to look 100% better, and you only have one chance to make a first impression. Thank Chuck at Slabjackers, 787-8252. Get on his list, because as the weather gets colder, they can't work when the ground has frost in it. But you can get yourself on the list, and he always has a big list to get to when the weather breaks. Slabjackers Construction. Now, the unfinished business segment brought to you by our friends at Bacon Termite and Pest Control. Give Bill or Kathy Bacon a call at 544-7566 and have them do the termite inspection on your next home purchase. And if you've lived in your home 5-10 years and you had it inspected when you purchased it and you haven't given it a thought since, don't do that. Have an annual inspection by Bacon Termite and Pest Control. 544-7566. And let's face it, we got termites in our area. There's only three types of homes when it comes to termites. Houses that have had termites, houses that have termites, and houses that are going to have termites. Bacon Termite and Pest Control, 544-7566. The unfinished business segment. Once again, I want to remind you the Salvation Army Red Kettles are out. Kindly drop your change or a dollar bill or whatever you can afford to drop in that bucket that we can help the less fortunate in our community. And if you see fit, we have a competition going here at WMAY. Mr. Jim Leach, host of the afternoon show, he and I have a challenge going that in the event you see kind enough to go down and volunteer to ring a bell for either Jim or myself, we call you our team members. If you call in to volunteer for bell ringing, you say, I want to ring for Team Fritz. That's the proper choice. Then the Salvation Army will add up all the volunteer dollars that are raised. And whoever raises the most money for the Salvation Army, Team Jim or Team Fritz, wins. In the event that Jim Leach would win, I will have to wear a Hillary Clinton wig and ring for 2 hours. Now, should I win? Now, come on, my conservative friends. And Tim, thank you very much for dropping a check in the bucket. I saw that on Tuesday evening when I was doing kettle counting. Thank you so much. God bless. So if you want to ring for Team Fritz and we raise the most money and I win, Jim Leach has to ring a bell for 2 hours wearing a Donald Trump wig. Now, that would just be hilarious to see. You got to pitch in and help me out. And at the same time, help out the Salvation Army. God bless you all and happy Thanksgiving. Go Team Fritz. And if you don't have time to volunteer, and I would hope that you could find 2 hours to do that. And if you do, make it a family event. Take your child. It's a wonderful thing to see the looks on the faces of the children that ring bells. It is a magnificent, wonderful, miraculous sight to behold. If you can't, you can do like Tim did. Write a check and put in the memo box, Team Fritz, and drop it in a red bucket the next time you're near one. Thank you very much. That's the unfinished business segment of the week. And once again, I want to remind you that we now have the lowest inventory since I've been keeping track here for Let's Talk Real Estate. And this is my 20th season. And that means that the opportunity abounds. If you don't want to put your home on the market, Thanksgiving to New Year's, which is typically the slowest time of the year, granted, but there's still buyers in the market. Your odds of getting sold this year are the best they've been in my 29 years in the business. Now, that being said, a lot of you don't want to do that. I don't want to mess with that, Fritz. I don't blame you. Who could blame you? What you do is you call 652-SOLD. You call me, Fritz Pfister with RE/MAX Professionals. And we get together during a slow time between now and New Year's for you when you have some time off. I will be happy to come over and visit with you at the home and share with you my recommendations on what needs to be done to prepare the home for sale, share with you what I would recommend as a pricing plan, share with you our marketing systems, which are some of the most effective, proven most effective in this marketplace. And we can have everything planned out and ready to go after we turn the page into the new year. And at this point in time, our listing inventory, of course, is typically pretty low this time of year, which is natural because we're typically about sold out by now. But we're in need of listings, and we're looking for about 12 good families that would, well, of course, we'll take more. We'll take one. We appreciate the blessing of everybody that calls us. But if you call me, 652-SOLD, we can sit down together, take our time, create a plan, hit the market ground running, and create a successful plan for you to sell your home in 2016. 217-652-SOLD. Don't forget about that great deal on those lots in Washington Place in Riverton. If you're looking to build a home, Riverton is a lovely little village. It's just minutes from Springfield. A quaint little village, just wonderful people. If you're looking to build a home and get out from all the hubbub and everything, you can't do better than Washington Place. Lots over a quarter of an acre, up to 1.6 acres. Price is starting at $35,000, up to $65,000. The developer is offering you a Christmas present because you never see this on lots. Hardly ever. I mean, there's always exceptions, but hardly ever do you see developers negotiating the price. The price of the lot is the price of the lot, period. You want to buy it or not? Fine. Old Will Rogers said it best, didn't he? Buy some land they ain't making anymore. But here are these lots. Beautiful one-street subdivision, cul-de-sac, low traffic, large lots, priced below market already. You get a $3,500 discount off the price of the lot of your choice, as long as it's under contract before the end of the year and closes by the end of January. Cannot beat it. Drive out Washington Street to Washington Place and just take a little cruise down that one street. You'll see a beautiful antique street lighting, nice wide street. All the city utilities, everything is in, ready to go. And there are strict covenants to protect your investment. Believe you me, the developer did those right. Well, my name is Fritz Pfister, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I hope you have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving, and that you and all your family have safe travels this holiday, and ask you once again to kindly share with your neighbors who are in need. My name is Fritz Pfister with RE/MAX Professionals, 652-SOLD. God bless you all. Make it a great week. God bless America, and God bless our troops serving around the world.